The volume 6 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 1778, dated Baruch Hashem, Yud Gimel Menachem Av, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this with great titles to Bezalel Sheyichya Shadar Vilshansky. To Bezalel Vilshansky. He was in Australia. He was the seed of Chabad in Australia. It happens to before, now Australia is a huge center for Chabad in both in Melbourne and Sydney and in some of the other places there. But Shalom Ubracha, this starts here. They don't have all the other ones. It starts with number 5. Apparently the other points were not important for the community. So the Rebbe says here, the ultimate goal of everything is that we have to add more quantity of students. We need more students, he says. The Rebbe says, you put in a little bit of effort, so for sure, my father-in-law, the Rebbe, will see to it that there will be much success and many will be added in quantity. Also, the Rebbe says, by drawing in students from other cities of Australia and in other places. And here the Rebbe brings down, there's an interesting saying of our sages of blessed memory. They say, it says like this, Elef nichnosim lemikra, v'chula echot, v'yotze lehiro. That 1,000 children go in to study the Chumash, but only one of them comes out from 1,000, that comes out and ends up being one who will instruct, will become a rav, a rabbi, or a teacher. So, basically, the Rebbe says you need a lot of students if you want to have something left over there for people to be able to lead later on. You have to have a lot so that you can have some left from there. And the Rebbe brings out another interesting point. The Rebbe says, if you look in the Likutei Torah for Gimel Parshias, on this saying, he says that the various different levels that are mentioned over there, the exact language over there is that you have 1,000 going in to learn Chumash, and those who will be successful for Mishnah, to study the Mishnah, is only going to be 100. And from those 100 that went into the Mishnah, for them, who will go out to learn Gemara will be only 10. And from those 10 that went in for the Gemara, the one who will be successful is only one of them is going to be Echod Lahiro, one of them from instruction. So you have one of 1,000. But the four things over here in Likutei Torah, he equates it to the four spiritual worlds of Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. And therefore, when it comes to Echod Yoytze Lahiro, that high level, if it goes, correspond to Atzilus, so that means the Pnimius HaTorah, then it's Pnimius HaTorah. And the Rebbe says, so that means that there's one who's going to connect sort of in the Pnimius HaTorah. So therefore, the Rebbe is encouraging very much the increase of students. Number 9, again, they skip over several points over here in this letter. Number 9, the Rebbe says, it's a shame that you don't write details about the Fabrengen of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, and also about the decisions that they have accepted during the Fabrengen. For sure, you will make it up in your next letter. Number 9, the Rebbe also gives him the booklet that was made a miluim for the Rishimis Megillas Eicha that was just printed. And the Rebbe said, for sure, you will see to it that the many will benefit from this and give them. So, the points that we see from this letter, the Rebbe encourages strongly to make a lot of students, to bring in a lot of students, because you're going to be left with not that much, so might as well bring in a lot so you have something left. And then,
you know, that reminds me,
Rebbe always asking people to report to him about the Fabrengen, about the decisions, and I guess this is a way of accountability. That's the Rebbe's way of making sure that the people do what they're supposed to be doing. And the Rebbe always says, utilize what I sent you, some of the things, for the public, so other people will benefit as well.